The views, information, or opinions expressed during the Geeks Under the Influence podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Loot Crate, Amazon.com, or their employees. Listener discretion is advised. Fuck off if you don't like it.
Geeks Under the Influence.
Geeks Under the Influence here with the last gang with the Punk and Drublic tour after releasing, what was it, March, your full length?
March 2nd.
So it's real new, the full length coming out. But as a band, in some iteration, you guys have been around since what, like 2005, 2008, something like that? Or some version of this band, at least. So so it's not like you guys are unfamiliar with punk rock, especially the California style punk rock. One thing that I noticed when listening to the album is that it is obvious you should have been on Fat Records. I mean, it seems like the perfect fit for the kind of stuff that you guys are doing. And so
we thought so too.
Yeah, and it actually reminds me of, I grew up in Southern California, and so I came up in the Fat Records days as that was blowing up and everything. So even though you guys as a first full length coming out, it's still kind of nostalgic almost, I want to say.
Wow, thanks.
That's cool.
With the approach.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, good, good. But I wanted to ask, you know, on this tour with NOFX and Bad Religion, I'm assuming these are two bands that were heavily influencing you guys coming up as you started bands and doing this. What other influences do you have besides the obvious two here?
Don't you go first?
I've said it a million times and I'll say it a million more. I absolutely adore Joe Strummer and The Clash. That's my, one of my goals was like, I want to play music. And then he passed and I was like, I've never cried for a stranger, but I cried. I'm not going to lie. But
there's a few musicians you get that from. Like when Johnny Cash went, that was an affecting moment for me. Yeah. Joe Strummer, of course.
David Bowie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
Prince. Super out of my wheelhouse, but it's Prince. Like, you know, he's in everyone's wheelhouse.
Yeah, right.
It was a rough year.
Yeah. And of course, Lemmy. I mean, you can't forget Lemmy when he went, but. Now, we talked a little bit before we started, aside from, you know, of course, Joe Strummer and other bands, punk rock bands and otherwise, what other influences do you take into your music? You know, inspiration for lyrics or experiences that you've had in your life that you kind of take in to either kind of build that aggression up or that insight to make the songs that you're doing?
That's what you said is 100%. We were saying earlier in the hotel, like, you know, what do you want to talk about on this interview? And we don't like have one specific agenda. We're not a political band. We're not a women's rights band. We're not a let's change the world band. We're not a let's talk about a friends band. We're everything. And that's why music is so cool, because you can talk about anything you want. Mm-hmm. And so I guess when you look at the albums we put out and the lyrics you write, it's just a documentary. It's a timeline of who we are, what we've been through, and what we're doing at that moment. So I can't say we have this opinion because I don't know, in 5 years, maybe I'll feel a different way because life changes and we change.
Yeah, we don't write. I mean, she writes all the lyrics and, you know, we all write the music together. I've said it before in interviews before when we talk about lyrics. Brenna doesn't write them from a female point of view or a male point of view. It's just music. You know what I mean?
I'm asexual in my lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool, though. That makes it a lot more approachable to everyone.
Yeah,
that's what I was used to, yeah.
We're just humans writing music and writing this wave of music, you know?
That's what we want. We don't just want punk fans. We want everybody to, you know, come together.
We all listen to different kinds of music, which is great, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we all have different influences, and you put that in a pot, and if you stir it right, you get something that you're proud of, you know, like the record, you know?
Punk rock stew.
Yeah, punk rocks too. There's a little bit of new wave. No, I don't know.
Well, I want to come back to something that you said, is that you said that it's a kind of a stamp of that time in your lives, that these songs are kind of like a little photograph.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about like tattoos as well. Is that even like 10 years later, if it's not exactly what you're into anymore, it's still special to you because it represents who you were at that time.
You can't erase a memory.
Exactly.
Like I have shitty band tattoos of like I was in them. Like I would never get it covered up because that made me who I am.
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically literally on leaving your life on your sleeve, you know? And so I'm sure these albums are kind of the same way, where it's just kind of bleeding out on paper and on the instruments to make.
And it's a very common personality trait for any artist, whether it be music or like painting or writing. Like we want to share and we want to be part of that. It's just, it's an indescribable feeling. And if you are a musician, you just know that feeling. And it's hard to say why you do it. You just do it.
I get it. Now, for the fun questions for this, we are obviously on the Punk and Drublic tour, so beer is a major aspect of this tour, and it's kind of interesting to see the kind of crowd that comes out for this. There's definitely like the old heads that are here that were, you know, punk rock before it was cool or any of that stuff, you know, but are now, you know, parents and like, and it really into the craft brew scene and stuff that are coming out. But you got some young crowd people as well. Mm-hmm. You being a first full length out, really kind of just getting on Fat Records, being part of this like historic, you know, movement of punk rock from California. How's the acceptance been as far as these people that are here for NOFX and Bad Religion? Are you getting like new fans? Are you getting a little bit of snub? Is it a little bit of both?
It's interesting because we get messages like we're always posting stuff on social media like, hey, come out to the shows, all this fun stuff. And we got a message from, you know, like one of this old school fan, hey, I found a new band. And I'm like, at least to us, I would say that's awesome because we're not trying to win anyone over. We're just playing what we feel. Mm-hmm. And I forgot who said it. It was someone from Propaganda said it. Once you start being fake, people see through it. And mm-hmm. I think no matter what the age is, people are going to see that we're doing this and we're having a good time. And whether you're 50 or 15, you're going to be into it if you like it. You know, it's not for everyone, you know.
Sure.
So that's definitely one of the things that we've noticed a lot on this Punk and Drublic tour. We got a message this morning from this guy saying, hey, I found my new favorite band. And the dude is like a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And then we just got a message from this other guy, which I forgot to tell you. He's like, I just got kicked out because I'm underage.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and then he's like, I'm so sad I missed your set. And I was like, you know, you're getting all these like people, you know, like, and so it's everywhere. Not everyone's going to love you, and that's
sure,
fine, you know. So
if everybody loves you, then you have cracked the code because no one's been able to do that before.
I wish, I like it when people have an opinion, though. If you don't like us, I like it because they have an opinion on a why, not just
as
like,
long as it's why.
I like a good opinion, not like, oh, fuck those guys. They sound like the distiller.
Or I don't like fucking females. They're just trying to put on a front. But I like people that, like, you know what?
I love that argument so much. It's like, girls can't be punk rock.
Yeah.
They're probably
trying to sell like, hits. Yeah, I know.
They bleed for 7 days and don't die.
Dude, we're fucking animals. Like, man.
We're not out here selling sex. We're not here.
No, we're
a unit.
Yeah,
I'm always selling sex.
But I got
sex over there.
I do love the hate comments. I don't know why. I really have an affinity.
Well, I mean, that's something that comes with social media and the internet. I mean, it's fun like reading some of the stuff.
Yeah, I think Fat or Punk and Drublic posted like a photo of us on their Instagram. And they go, who's excited to see Last Gang? And there's comments like, yeah, this is me. One guy just says, no thanks. And
I'm
like,
yeah.
And I was like, I want to meet that guy.
Hey, wait, what was that one?
He was very polite about it.
Yeah. I don't want to make your daddy proud or something.
Oh, I saw one comment on YouTube. Was
stepdad,
like,
which she doesn't have a stepdad.
She's really showing her, or she really showed her stepdad. And I was like, I never knew my mom.
Know us.
Well, I think that goes into it. I just found out about this like in the past week. It's a movement online called like incels or something, where it's people that don't have sex and they're like pushing
sex away. Ran a bunch of people over, right?
Yeah, like, and they were talking about that sex should only happen if it's like a group decision made or something. It's really weird
that are trying not to have sex,
yeah, and said nobody else should either, and it's all this like the negging internet troll type folks that are,
well, that's why they're not having sex, because they're terrible.
Well, that's
ugly,
the thing is
probably.
That's the only reason they're starting this, is because they're not having sex anyway. So
I'm so excited about that. I know.
Look it
that's
up. It's totally a thing. It's so bizarre. It's one of those weird internet things.
That's why they're so angry, because they're not having sex.
Yeah.
That's like,
can you masturbate?
I mean, I'm not one. I don't know.
What are the
rules? Like a jackhammer?
Tell you what, I'll track down a pamphlet for you and I'll send it your way.
Please do.
There's got to be a pamphlet too, I'm sure.
No, like I said, I heard about this after that guy in Canada ran a bunch of people.
Oh, he's an incel?
That kid in Santa Barbara several years ago that shot a bunch of women. He was like an 18-year-old kid.
Yeah, that went to the university?
Yeah.
Sex would solve a lot of problems, man.
Wow. I'm saying people should just bang each other more and everybody would be a lot happier. I mean, safely, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could go the other way, too. Everybody's a lot less happy.
British in America. Hey, it's based on God and religion, and it's Europe is a little bit, you know, more free. And they have the problem. There's always weird political murders and this and that, but really? Not having sex and you run into people?
It's been fun driving through the country, too, because we went from Orange County to Texas to Arkansas, Kansas, and then like just through some interesting places, and you get a lot of looks, like a lot of looks when we're in like West Virginia and you got a guy that has a Make America Great shirt again at Walmart greeting people.
You're two brown guys going to the store and I'm just going, are they going to come back?
Yeah. Our stage manager and I have a name for those guys because, you know, Make America Great Again is MAGA.
Yeah.
We call them MAGA fuckers.
MAGA. I didn't know that.
That is solid.
That's why we say, we're like, let's go to MAGA fucker right there.
And it was refreshing seeing some people with the fuck Trump shirts out there.
Oh, around. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Nice to be around like-minded people.
Also, you know, you guys got a decent amount of ink. Richmond's been named like the third most tattooed city in the country.
Oh, cool.
So like sleeves out here, people don't even notice in Richmond. Awesome. It's like super. I've had friends go to New York City where they get looks in New York more than in Richmond with their tattoos. So I know that I've had friends that have run into that tourism stuff where you're sleeved out or you got tattoos or like different colored hair. And it's all of a sudden you're the focus of everybody's attention when that really wasn't the point in the first place.
We had dinner at the Wawa real late last night.
Yeah.
Just down the street from Richmond and nicest people we've ever met.
Oh, yeah. They're like, how are you doing, honey?
Nice.
I'm all like, great.
This was after driving through like West Virginia where we were just like,
I was locked out of here.
Now, is this the first time you guys have been through the South at all? Because this is like the beginnings of the South right here.
First time.
There is definitely a well bless your heart kind of approach in the South where even if they think you're an awful human being, we're like, well, bless their heart. And that just means like, no, fuck them. But, you know, I hope they do better in the future.
I'll take that rather than the
hopefully they find Jesus.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No,
what they need is the Jesus.
Santa Anna right next door to me.
Just Jesus.
So with the beer and everything that's involved with the tour, what I've been asking is in the eventual time that Fat Mike comes up and says, okay, what beer do you want to collaborate with Stone on? Where you have to come up with something that's based on like an album name or like a song name. And then use that as kind of a jumping board into the style of beer.
Didn't we talk about this? Fish Bush?
No. I was never calling you that. Jesus.
We're talking about a song or a concept.
I know, but...
Or just even a running joke within the band.
That's what I was just...
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know.
Where are some running jokes? Why can't we think of them?
I don't know.
Because our brain is fried. We can call it Bobcat. We can call it Fish Mush.
Fish Mush.
I love...
I don't know how well Fish Mush would sell as a beer.
So Fish Mush. Okay, here we go. We went to Subway at a gas station the other night.
Don't
say the story. Don't tell the story.
No.
I had a tuna with jalapenos on it. My buddy called it Fish Mush, and it was not good.
It was exactly what you
expected. And the next day, I felt like I was going to die the entire time in the van. My stomach just felt like it was being ripped apart by, like, demons.
Gas station tuna demons. Fish, probably not the best move.
IPA. Ooh.
Nobody's IPA.
That's pretty good.
Sing for your like separate foods, your separate beers.
I'm a white ale guy. We've been talking about
this. I am white ale.
I'm very white ale. I don't know. Fuck, what would we call it? That'd be fun, though.
That would be fun.
Oh, shit. You guys talk amongst yourselves. Do some questions. I'm going to go into that.
Believe in the IPA. It's because IPA is so easy. That's a cop out. But yeah, go on and show things.
While you guys are thinking of ideas and stuff, what kind of styles of beers are you guys into?
Free.
I'm the perfect punk rock answer.
Yeah,
is it free?
There you go.
Cool.
I really like saisons and sours.
Okay, sours are getting super popular, but it's definitely a you like it or you don't kind of beer. There's a place in town. That isn't Stone, so I won't mention it, that does a lot of sours. And it's one of those, like, it's either like, oh, I'm really into this, or nope, it's just too much.
Allagash.
No, Allagash is the main.
Allagash is solid, yeah. Allagash is good.
Oh, we could do a sour beer and call it Strange Fruit.
Ooh.
Oh, or a cider.
There it is.
Strange Fruit.
There we go. Nailed it.
We're going to go make millions off of this beer. It's going to taste terrible. That's why it's strange.
Yeah.
Last question for you. We've talked about there's some nerdery about in The Last Gang, some geekiness. We talked a little bit about Rick and Morty. And if you were to do a concept album of any geek property, comic books, TV, movies, whatever, and what would it be and why?
Do we all have to agree on
no,
that?
No, they
not
don't
at all.
Agree.
Okay,
you
yeah,
guys,
I would be like,
one.
Anything but Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Yeah, we would all agree.
That's the much
Simpsons.
Cooler
yeah.
answer.
So is there a little bit of a Wars versus Trek thing happening?
No,
here?
I don't like either. So it's not that I don't like. I never.
They don't have an obsession.
Don't care.
Yeah, I don't have an obsession either.
They don't have an opinion. They just don't care.
I feel like I Trek sit there and watch. That cool.
We're not. I'm not saying we are. But I love that fucking show.
Oh, definitely.
No, there's nothing wrong with Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Yeah, there is.
Star Trek, but
yeah.
You know.
I'm actually trying to finish out Deep Space Nine because I didn't give it a proper chance when it came out.
It's very political.
It got really good towards the end there.
Yeah. Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar.
I'm on season three right now.
Stargate.
Isn't that MacGyver? He was in that?
Yeah, he was. Oh, what was that other one? Fuck, it wasn't Stargate. It was the one with John Travolta.
Battlefield Earth?
That's what I meant. Battlefield Earth.
I actually just posted that they apparently did have action figures for that movie when it came out.
For a second, before The Last Gang, I was looking for work. I was looking for a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, dude, where? I'm like, Church of Scientology. Maybe I can get a job there, right? So I go there, and it was crazy. I don't know if this should be on record or not, but I don't care.
That's up to you.
Yeah. But they literally tell you in that fucking, when you're being interviewed for the job, that you cannot have family members in the CIA or FBI. I was like, this is fucking weird. I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah. So then
that's the weirdest thing they would have told you.
And then I walked away, and I saw fucking Battlestar,
Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth books. I'm like, hey, isn't that John Travolta movie?
Oh my God.
And Forrest Whitaker is in it, and he's got the most Forrest Whitaker eye of any Forrest Whitaker movie.
It's the wonkiest.
Yeah, it's all wonky and weird. Yeah. It, like, worse. They fixed it for Rogue One. Like, it was fine in Rogue One. Or was it Rogue One? One of his recent movies.
It was
fine. And then his next movie, it's like, nope, wonky again. So I don't know.
Street Kings, dude. That's the only Forrest Whitaker movie I like.
No, Ghost Dog?
All right, Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog is solid.
Street Kings, man. Keanu.
All right, so definitely keep an eye out for the Stone Brewing Last Gang beer that is not at all being developed at this point.
No, and I don't think Stone does sours anyway.
Yeah. They do a lot of
different breweries.
Yeah, they do a lot of hop heavy stuff for the most part. But and also the upcoming Last Gang concept album about Battlestar, Star Wars, Star Trek, Stargate, Battlefield Earth, coming out in the near future. So thanks guys for sitting with us, and I'll give you all the info so you can take a listen to the interview and stuff after we're done. But yeah, absolutely. And enjoy the rest of the show. This is awesome.
GUIPodcast.com.
We've got a brand new event for you in Richmond, Virginia. Geeks Under the Influence Network is teaming up with the Circuit Arcade Bar in Scott's Addition to bring you off-the-wall movie nights. On May 31st, at sunset, we'll be playing a video game-related movie against their giant whitewashed wall in the parking lot outside of Circuit Arcade Bar. Drinks are allowed outside for the movie. Just be careful not to have them around the cars in the lot. It's 21 and up, and it is free. So come out and enjoy some video game movies with Geeks Under the Influence. If you mention the event when setting up a tab, you'll get 4 free tokens. This event is weather dependent, and lawn chairs are encouraged. See you there! Vote for your favorite Geeks Under the Influence podcast for the Times-Dispatch 2018 Best of Richmond podcast. Just go to the link on the homepage at GUIPodcast.com and vote for Geeks Under the Influence, Smack My Pitch Up, Quite Contrary, GUI Precap, Beautiful Disasters, or coming very soon, Smash Talk. Make sure to get your votes in by May 20th and join us or die.
Hey geeks, do you love trivia? Do you love Geeks Under the Influence? Well, you can get both by coming out to Geeks Under the Influence Trivia every first and third Monday at Fallout, 117 North 18th Street, and every second and fourth Tuesday at Wonderland, 1727 East Main Street. It's the same goofy, shit-talking fun that you enjoy from Geeks Under the Influence in trivia form. So it's a way for you to get your drink on, learn a few things, and hang out with Geeks Under the Influence. So join us every first and third Monday at Fallout, and every second and fourth Tuesday at Wonderland. Links are on the homepage at GUIPodcast.com.